With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The district attorney in the Georgia election case is combative in court.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis took the witness stand to defend herself from efforts to remove her from Trump's case, and she angrily pushed back against what she described as lies about her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor. During testimony, Willis was often combative and defiant. Trump's attorneys want Willis removed as the lead prosecutor in hopes that a trial could be delayed or abandoned altogether. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the police chief in Kansas City says the Super Bowl shooting started as a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. Chief Stacey Graves said two of the shooters were juveniles. Half of the 22 victims are under the age of 16. One person was killed. A year after the incident, President Biden is making an election year visit to East Palestine, Ohio, Friday, the site of a train derailment that spilled massive amounts of toxic chemicals into the community. The derailment last year ignited a fire that released poisonous fumes and forced people to evacuate their homes. Americans take a break from spending in January.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.8% from the strong pace in December, when retail sales were up a revised 0.4%. Economists had expected consumers to pull back on spending late last year under the weight of credit card debt and delinquencies, as well as lower savings. Yet despite those challenges, along with higher borrowing costs and tighter credit conditions, household spending has been fueled by strong job growth and rising wages.
Jeremy House reporting. Autonomous vehicle operator Waymo recalling a previous version of its software that was used in its driverless cars stems from an accident in December when two vehicles in Arizona crashed. This is SRN News. Religious persecution often takes the form of killing and injuring, but there's more to it than that. In a growing number of places, Christians are being driven out of their homes because of what they believe.
We see trends of displaced people who are displaced for their faith. You see it in Armenia, where 120,000 Armenian Christians were pushed out of Azerbaijan just within a matter of days.
Dr. David Curry is president of Global Christian Relief.
You have India, which is really surprising, where you had over 62,000 people who, because they were Christian, attacked by extremist Hindu nationalist mobs, were pushed out of their homes.
Displaced people typically lose all their possessions and their jobs as they flee to distant areas, becoming refugees inside their own country. Millions of persecuted Christians have been displaced around the world. This is SRN News. Another record breaker on Wall Street.
Stocks rose to another record following some mixed reports on the economy. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday, surpassing the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 348 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a report showed that sales at U.S. retailers weakened last month by more than economists had expected. That helped bolster hopes for cuts to interest rates from the Federal Reserve later this year. Wells Fargo jumped after a regulator removed a consent order on it. The regulator said the bank had done enough to correct a toxic culture after years of scandals. Seth Sutel, New York.
Oregon lawmakers are moving forward with abolishing daylight saving time. A bill eliminating the one-hour time change was unanimously passed by a Senate committee Thursday. It would allow Oregonians living in the Pacific time zone to remain on standard time all year. More details at SRNnews.com.